This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting benefited from the campaign, which has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Addressing 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, the Prime Minister urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. Pointing towards the changing dynamics of jobs, the Prime Minister said the nature of jobs is changing with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. Mr. Modi urged the creators in the country to participate in the challenge by visiting wavesindia.org. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of October this year. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign, encouraging people to participate in the Mega Plantation Drive Ek Ped Maki Naam campaign. The Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. In his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister stressed on the mantra of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi. He mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his recent visit to the USA. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted the importance of the mother tongue. He appreciated the efforts made to preserve languages, especially Santhali language. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi said this episode is specially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years on the 3rd of October. The Prime Minister appreciated the people associated with Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, saying with their tireless efforts, Mann Ki Baat has reached this important milestone. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi greeted the people for the upcoming festivals beginning Navratri. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. He was addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York last night. Dr. Jayashankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are vacating the illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar called for reforming multilateralism, saying the urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of the UNGA session, Leaving No One Behind. He said that an effective, efficient and more representative UN is essential. In Madhya Pradesh, 9 people died in a road accident late last night in Meerut district. Around 24 people are injured in this accident. According to the official information, a private travel bus going from Prayagraj to Nagpur via Rewa collided with a truck parked on the National Highway 30. Police and district administration teams have reached the spot and are engaged in rescue and relief operations. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in nearby Satna and Meerut. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi, has organized a workshop on advancing oral health in India today. The program was centered on enhancing the oral healthcare infrastructure in the country. Delivering a keynote address on the occasion, Niti Aayog member Dr. Vinod Kumar Paul called for the crafting of the National Oral Health Program 2.0, highlighting the need for the advancement of oral health in several areas. In Nepal, the death toll from flooding and landslides after intense rainfall has reached 102, while over 45 people are injured. As per the Armed Police Force of Nepal, over 3,200 people have been rescued so far. Gulveer Singh, a 26-year-old Indian athlete, won the gold medal in the men's 5,000 meters race at the World Athletics Continental Tour in Japan yesterday. He set a new national record with a time of 13 minutes and 11.82 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.